Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
And speaking of things going bong, who remembers where we were last time?
Well, we were in space.
The final frontier.
He was a white dude in brown face. Jeez.
Okay. Was it?
Sorry,
was
carry out, yeah.
Oh gosh.
Anyway, carry
on. In that case, don't look up Remo Williams.
You know what you're doing now, isn't you?
The Korean character.
We had... It was time to release a message drone, which we did, and it promptly rotated itself and turned itself into a tiny missile, which we managed to intercept.
Really,
well, yeah, like a missile, in fact. We managed to intercept it, capture it.
Once again, your intrepid leader saved the day, basically, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, one of those. Telemetry said it was fine until it switched the internal systems. There'd been an excessively large data upload to the drone while it was launched and waiting for release. The power management system has some stuff
set up. We were trying to work out where somebody could have accessed it from, weren't we? Really getting very far.
Well, just to check on that, could I have a quick recap of your levels of electronics computer skill? No, seriously.
He says such cruel things.
This is going to determine how much stuff you will find out as opposed to other people whom you may or may not trust.
None.
Communications and sensors, no general computer.
Oh, you've got zero then, I guess.
Well, yes, zero.
I have only my...
I have only my
jack-of-all-trades to rely on.
I think that means that I can just get rude words to scroll across the screen and W.H. Smith's, level zero computer.
Which is pretty impressive in 2300, where they haven't had computers for over 300 years.
W.H. Smith, of course, is still going strong.
I'm electronics zero.
Over 10. So, on the off chance that that's relevant, that would be a success. I might, be able to do something computing-wise.
Yeah, but none of you is really what you might call a computer specialist. Some of you, at least one of you, I believe, has investigate, though.
Yes.
I do, I think.
I'm an investigative journalist with a skill of one.
Yes, I've got investigate two.
Yes, right. I have investigate zero.
What stats this going off, Roger?
Well, let's see. So this is not
so intelligence.
The thing that leading into it is there is as they dig into the forensic side of this, there is a whole series of programs that have each been altered in a little bit. And each one modifies the next one, and so on.
So dexterity is most useful.
Things combine together.
So
investigate int 8+.
Bloody knew it. Still, I've got investigate 1. There's a chance.
It'll offset your
10.
Int.
10 plus 1.
Okay.
Don't keep asking me to have my int on, you cheeky mother. 11.
11. Lower roll, slightly more. But...
All right. It comes to the same in the end.
13.
Dick-slapping contest.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it is a dick-slapping contest. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to fetch a towel.
I'm not going to roll on the grounds that I have minions for this.
Sorry, 14, actually.
Yep. All right. So, Yeah, so tracking.
I got my high roll out of the way, you know.
Relevant code fragments. They were all compressed using the same compression program.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the science servers, and those are open to everybody. Mm-hmm. Quite specifically, no one program has been compressed by more. No single user account has compressed more than one program.
Right.
Okay, let's have another investigate. This one's int for 6+.
It's 11 again.
It doesn't matter. I passed.
7.
No, 8 then, in that case.
So, yeah. In fact, the compression program itself has been compromised. And it was set up during a short window during system updates.
All right, and who would have had access to it during that window?
Presumably now we're starting to reduce it down by people.
Well, yeah, the problem is the only person who would have had that access would be the chief computer officer. Because
right. Nicola, he's off the hook.
Well, no, space him.
And she it was who found the compromised
sorry.
Code in the compression app package in the first place, so...
I'm not sure that gets you off the hook.
But that was after the failed attack, wasn't it?
So... If I find a body, doesn't mean I didn't do the deed.
Unless you're walking a dog.
I could walk a dog and kill someone. Don't take that out of context.
Too late.
What kind of dog are you walking?
Chihuahua, probably.
Yeah.
I Mastodon know someone who has, at this point, a 10-month-old Newfoundland.
Ah.
It is now bigger than her husband.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get too used to it.
Big dogs. Mm-hmm. With very short lives. Like wolf homes. Very sad.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, basically, it's a bit of a dead end at this point. If there has been a system compromise, then there's no way of tracing it further at this point.
Okay. All right. Like, would it have to have been done locally, or could it have been done remotely?
Hang on, sorry, let me answer Nick first. There is no remote communication when the flotilla's docked together. It could theoretically have come from one of the other ships.
I guess that's a question. It would have to have been from this ship. I don't mean from Earth or whatever, but...
No, it could theoretically be done. Okay. Sorry, go on.
It's not even from our ship, is it? It was sent from the main ship rather
as
than
As far as
ours.
You can tell, yeah, it's all happening aboard Bayern, but, I mean...
Yeah.
So there's no way to even narrow down the potential people who've used any amount, even if we're narrowing, you know...
Well, the thing is, it wouldn't be a matter of a person who was using a terminal at the right time. It's a person who's using a terminal anywhere in the 6 months before the actual replacement took place.
From a skill set point of view...
You could probably get rid of a few, maybe.
From a skill set point of view...
But it's a known skill set, that's the trouble.
No, agreed, but I mean, what sort of level? I mean, you know, and this is where I'm probably asking the nice lady herself, what sort of level? You know, is it some, you know, are you one of the few that could do it?
It would be quite hard to do on the fly. But if you had a package set up for it, all you'd have to do is plug it in and press the button.
Introduce it. Yeah. Okay. So that does mean that almost anybody could have done it. You're looking at somebody sneaky, not necessarily clever.
If you had a package, how big would the package have to be?
Roger, I'll let you answer that one.
Well, modesty forbids.
But you were talking about acting on the fly.
You know the way the smallest SD cards are generally held in some sort of case or adapter simply so you don't lose them?
Mm-hmm.
Now add about 200 years of progress to that.
But no, what I'm... Okay, so basically it would be something that would be very easy to just smuggle on board.
Or disguise as part of something else. Mm. Yeah. I mean, the hard bit is actually the interface.
Okay.
So it's reasonably likely they've already disposed of that.
Who would want... Well...
Well, this is the next thing. Obviously, you're dealing with motive. You would imagine that somebody on board would perhaps... I mean, they've got to be pretty fanatical to try and drive the thing at themselves, haven't they?
Unless they were on one of the other ships. But yes. So there's about 20
Gethro,
people on
could you
out.
Give me a space tactics? Naval tactics.
Mm. Space naval tactics.
Plus int. Well, it's the only navy that matters these days.
So that's 6, 7, 8.
Okay. It's hard to evaluate how much damage it would have done. There is a small chance that it might have disabled at least the long-range stutter warp system if there'd been enough general damage, at which point the mission would have to be aborted.
Alternatively, if it caused a reasonable amount, it might have slowed us down at the very least.
Yeah.
Or could it be a symbolic thing? Could it have just been... How likely was it to do much damage at all? Was that always a long shot?
Well, if it hadn't been possible to get the ships running and evading,
then
it would certainly have hit.
So it was a genuine threat that
and,
could have led to loss of life.
As I may have mentioned, there is both its own velocity and a self-destruct charge in there.
All right.
It's a serious attempt to use a weapon here. You know, it's not something that was going to do a glancing blow or knock out communications or something like that. There was a chance it could have caused extreme damage.
So has
quite possibly people might have been killed.
Has it stopped us communicating with Earth?
No.
Like we were sending off a...
This is one of several message drones that you're carrying on board, and the ship has the capability to manufacture new ones.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
That's actually what Anton Doran is for, the logistics vessel. Is that Doran or Bauer? Anyway, the logistics vessel. when you find a system with a nice rich asteroid belt, it will be sent off to do some mineral extraction, and then that will feed the 3D printers when they join up.
So,
again.
In theory,
lucky board gamers on board
could have done something to stutter warp drive, but I mean. Without being an engineer, my instinct is that if that was really the target, it was not a great way to go about it. If you already had the capability to execute an attack like this.
Yeah, and stutter warp drives
directly sabotage the drive.
Mm. Yeah, also drives are not, you know, the big glowing exposed thing on the outside of the ship. They can be firmly buried in the middle and usually are.
There are a number of possibilities, aren't there? It's trying to stop the expedition completely. It's trying to slow it down for some reason, or trying to concentrate everybody's attention on, you know, a huge active accident while they then do something else.
Which
now,
could be...
Now, we stopped the accident. We know it wasn't an accident. So that means, really, we've reduced the chance of somebody using it as cover for other activities.
You're right.
There was a lot of flurry and distraction, though, wasn't there? Maybe they've already done.
Briefly, yeah, that's perfectly true, yeah.
So,
I mean, well, if you look at what we were doing, we were more interested in trying to actually stop it from hitting.
Fair enough.
Well, exactly. Now imagine that, you know, the hull's compromised or the drive's offline or something like that. People would have been frantic.
Hmm. So,
well, I mean, we're professionals, obviously. We're professionals, frantic.
Yeah. So... Okay, so it could have been cover for some other form of sabotage, more extensive perhaps. It could have been cover for something completely different.
So can we take a step backwards then? So we're not going to...
I would have thought so. That sounds very much like us.
Yeah. So
glance behind carefully.
Yeah. So we can't... So the who did it and it, we're not too... We're going to struggle with... Can we work out
apparently.
The why?
Well, that's what I was just saying about potential motives, you know.
Yeah,
the big picture of things like, meaning we have to abandon the expedition.
Who would
or
gain
slowing
from that?
It down.
Do we have a security force, Roger, who are looking into this, or are we expected
to?
Your security force is me.
Yeah,
but you're
also
not the
ship's
only person
XO.
In the whole flotilla.
In terms of a board buy-in, that sort of thing usually comes onto the XO's job. And obviously in this case, computer officer is heavily involved. Yeah, Felix, I think you're probably sniggering up the side of your face if you've ever worked law enforcement in any sort of large city. Yeah, we've got the potential perpetrators reduced to about 280 people. I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, you know, there's a reasonable chance at those scale that one of them will simply tell somebody.
How many are there in the flotilla? 280 people?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can eliminate ours, presumably.
Because
none of us
working,
know enough about computers.
Yes, that's
working
okay,
theory,
Nick. But we know that you can just plug something in.
So, okay, we've got... Are we able to narrow down at all from the entire duration of the mission and the period when it was being constructed, a period wherein this sticking a gizmo into it would have had to have happened?
It would probably be after the main software load, but that's late in the construction. It could certainly have happened any time after launch.
Okay, so we've got... I have got this written down somewhere.
Six
weeks?
If people are using computer systems, is it like something that registers who's on the computer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you need to be logged in.
In order to use it, you've got to log in.
Yes.
So unless somebody is using somebody else's login, it's going to show...
Which does seem quite likely.
So,
but if I'm basically playing a computer game and I'm doing this at the same time, I have a legitimate thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's not the thing. I'm not thinking about working out who it might be exactly. What I'm thinking is, does it have to eliminate anybody? As in, is there the equivalent of, you know, Forbidden Planet's cook who wouldn't have been on a computer at all for any reason?
No.
Is there going to be anybody who... you know, you can say, well, it can't have been them.
I mean, it's just not practical on an expedition of this sort, so they wouldn't have been selected.
I'm about as Luddite as pretty much you're going to come across, and even I've been using computers to run tactical simulations and so on. And porn.
Tactical simulations.
So, remind
mostly
me.
Tactical simulations.
So in terms of, again, gizmo, assuming some gizmo was applied... Remind me, was it a specific machine they would have had to get access to?
That hasn't been traced. And you've got it back to this particular server was modifying the compression programs, but where that got its modified code from.
Okay, so it's not like air-gapped and we can say this terminal was used.
Air-gaps mean a whole lot less when you've got Wi-Fi, but yeah.
Fair. Space-gapped.
Or just sound.
Okay, so we can't... I was trying to work out if we could basically calculate anyone who had physically not been near the relevant things.
Because
obviously,
we're
on different
problem.
Ships.
In the several weeks between launch and the incident, everybody has been logged in at least once.
Right.
And that's all that
so
really
how
really
about
tell.
Looking then at, if one of us spends some time and goes through the personnel records, is there anybody who was a replacement for someone else?
Mm.
A very late hire? The sort of thing that you think, maybe the other person was supposed to come along and what happened to them wasn't accidental.
They
and they
accidentally,
got a last minute
brutally cut their head off while they were
shaving, yeah.
Ed something disagreed with them. Long-term girlfriend accepted their proposal of marriage after all. The fiends.
I've got to admit.
We could look into that, yeah.
You know, anything that can either make a few people seem a little more likely so we can then work through and try and eliminate
them.
Or something that can just say, you know, no, we look at this and everybody seems equally guilty, in which case we just nuke the whole expedition, I think.
How stringent was our selection? Like, did it go into our past? Or did they check on my 2 years as a space bum? Or...
I mean, you're on the expedition, so...
Well, I guess I'm wondering, was it...
but
would
an
it have...
scapegoat was probably needed by whoever did this.
Were there site profiles and things? Or was
yes.
It, was it...
I mean, okay. One of the major concerns, in fact, is... there are going to be just these 280-odd people for about 2 years of travel, most of which is going to be spent in a very small space. So,
but when we find who it is, they're going to be in an even smaller space.
Or possibly a very, very large one. Who knows?
I'm not sure. Is summary execution really...
No, I wasn't planning on that. No.
Captain's privilege.
No. Plausible? No. Well...
Depends whether they resist arrest, really.
What happens in the Pleiades stays in the Pleiades.
It is, yes, yeah. Indeed.
Depends if we find them before someone a bit more hot-tempered does.
Anyway, well, you know, so...
We need someone who wants some quiet.
The man with a big gun is a very calm man.
The investigation is ongoing. And mm-hmm. Okay. We'll roll forward a little. And we're now at... Launch plus 103 days.
Mm-hmm.
167 light years travelled.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Anton Doran has been doing the usual advanced scouting of a system and comes back with, this is interesting. It's a G85 star. Main sequence, uh-huh. Habitable zone. There's a planet on the, just about on the inner edge of what would be the human habitable zone.
Uh-huh. With, so warm, but not too warm.
Yeah, with a lot of ionising radiation across it.
Hmm.
Electromagnetic, or as in...
No, ionising. As in high-energy particles.
As in there's been a discharge of some kind.
Well, that's definitely the theory. Anton Doran has been just doing a quick survey pass.
Don't think I haven't noticed, Roger, that you've moved the plot forward without telling us.
He did tell us.
Don't worry, Nick, I won't reveal your secret until it's time.
Okay, good.
So
he's not really a doctor.
That's definitely enough to bring...
I'm not that kind of doctor.
...the rest of the flotilla in system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like something that needs to be looked into.
Any evidence of life forms? I'll say that I know sensors. What can we?
Okay,
like a 3D scanner, the buildings, ruins.
You have several things. One, there were definitely a lot of nuclear explosions in a fairly short time period. Generally, around 5 to 15 megatons. Some airbursts, some groundbursts, some subsurface. It was quite thorough.
Oh dear!
Every Any continent chance has
that
urban
could have been
ruins.
A meteor shower with.
Generally, meteors are not radioactive in that specific way.
I was going to say no. Right, they can be radioactive, but yeah, okay, all right. So it was definitely man. Well,
no,
sentient nuclear weapons.
Well, funny you should say that. If we can analyse the radioactives and stuff, is it possible to tell whether it's anything that we would have used or any of the races that
is
we're
it the
aware
Ruskies?
Of?
Be
it's the French.
You'd really, ideally for that, you'd want an isotope analysis on the ground, though. If somebody wants to do science physics.
Oh, hello.
Because I'm feeling kind plus edu.
Yes, you beauty. Suck it.
This is your one edu per session.
I've rolled three. but hang on, I've still got plus four onto that. That gives me
seven.
It's
still seven, isn't it? Because you've got two and two, haven't you?
Yeah. You're not getting
down
onto the planet. It certainly doesn't match any human or alien-built weapon profile that you're aware of.
Okay.
Okay, that's helpful.
His signature is Cornish.
okay, the next... The next thing, does it look like it was a planetary bombardment, or does it look like they've done it to themselves?
Mm. An exchange between countries.
It's definitely pointing towards the latter.
Okay.
Oh, bless them.
How long ago?
No
we came so close to this back in the old era.
Didn't we actually in 2300? Was there a nuclear exchange?
Yes,
was it?
Twilight 2000 happened.
It wasn't that. I mean, well, we lived through it.
Yeah, we were that close to going out forever.
How long ago can we tell by the radiation levels? Yeah, hang on a sec. This is probably a fair old part of your background psyche, in fact, that you know, everybody knows that humanity came that close.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there is a date somewhere, but actually finding it now, that is another matter.
I don't know, it's around 12, it's the end of 12-2000, isn't it?
No, I mean for this.
For these?
No.
Yeah, oh, the radiation, like millions of, yeah.
Oh, I see, for that, yeah.
Recent, or...
No, that you can definitely tell.
Yeah, I mean,
look at the isotope delay.
I think within a century.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't say this was definitely not an external bombardment, but what you can get of the ruins from orbit, there is no reason to suppose they wouldn't have been able to construct weapons of this sort themselves.
Would it have been potentially survivable, or is it end of any
life on that planet? Well, there do seem to be people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Are they apes? Is there a Statue of Liberty anywhere?
There are, see.
There's a potential for enormously funny mischief we could play along the Planet of the Apes line.
Yeah, they were saying that when you got the two astronauts who were stuck on the space station.
Yeah.
Plenty of time for everyone to get themselves a monkey costume.
You're frozen, Shim.
No, he's not.
Looking pensive.
He does.
And a bit frozen.
Now he looks frozen.
Let it go.
He also sounds frozen. Oh, no, there he is.
Okay, but you're looking... It's to be fair, mate, it's one of your better... It's a proper...
You've gone a freeze. That's like...
Yeah,
that's an intelligent look.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proper...
engaged.
Yeah,
thoughtful.
It's a proper Ford Prefect staring into staring off into the
like
onto the horizon.
The dust cover of a he's gone.
Gone. One of my players in another group has a resting, paying attention face, and it has only just occurred to me that yes, he is ex-military. Funnily enough,
are you still with us, Jim? Oh no!
Oh dear.
He went down first. Well,
audacity.
Sounds like Shim has volunteered to land on the planet.
Well, he's not audacity-ing. He's using that external thing. So it may well still be working. I'm going to kick the connection anyway because I'm not hearing anything.
No, and it's we've got. I mean, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Using the term broadly,
beings.
Yeah, they are.
Ah, so he could hear us.
Roughly human shaped.
Humanoid, at least.
Yeah.
Well, that's roughly human shaped, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what humanoid.
Yeah, but it makes you sound clever if you say humanoid.
About 5 feet ish.
Can you object to it, Doctor?
Typical height. And a slightly complicated torso because it's supporting two pairs of arms.
Right, so we're talking Barsoomian here.
Vitruvian.
But rather shorter.
So, let's see. There are a few million survivors on the planet. Overall, mostly in small communities. Mostly, oddly enough, a long way away from the cities.
Russia.
And there's a radio signal from one spot. It's it's coming from an installation on one of the northern islands. It is encrypted. We can't instantly break it, at least, but there does seem to be a pattern. It's only transmitting when the outer moon is in line of sight, and there are responses coming from the outer moon.
Oh, so we
should possibly check the outer moon before considering
nicking it.
Going.
We can't greyhawk the entire planet, presumably.
Well, reduce it to dust and sift it through your treasure screens.
Unleash the space sieve.
I mean, so would they be aware of us?
Unknown.
I'm thinking if they're communicating with the moon, they've had nuclear capability. Reasonable chance.
Are we stealth ships in any ways? The stutter drive very detectable.
In order, no and no. I mean, the stutter warp drive causes gravity fluctuations. Okay. It doesn't have a great big flare or anything, but you know, you are running high powered spacecraft. They are radiating.
Oh, but they'd have to be kind of looking for us. Hello, Shim.
Or just doing detailed astronomical observations and noticing, hang on, there's something in front of that star. So
depends how much tech they've rebuilt, I guess, but they've managed radio waves and moon bases.
Scanning the surface.
If you think about it, if that moon isn't somewhere where you could have self-sustaining life, you've either got some sort of computerized setup, that's fully automatic and can respond, or they're able to get there and back. So they're likely to have some sort of space capability.
No, I think it's more likely that there were people on the moon and then stuck there.
No, but then it would have to be self-sufficient. You can't.
Well, depends on how long ago it was.
About 100 years, we thought.
Within 100 years.
Yeah, but on further examination, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like what, sorry?
About 100 years. Brackets
okay.
Earth.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to suggest
that we want to actually offer them a lift back down.
We can't. Not, like.
There are some mission priorities on that.
We can't fit more than a few hundred people, let alone millions, if there's.
Oh, God, no. We're not going to rescue people. We might send a message back.
Drop them some rad pills. Give them some iodine. They'll be all right.
The deadly poison
of the alien races. Absolutely murdered by iodine.
On the surface, there is what was probably a satellite tracking station originally.
This is the surface of the moon?
No, this is the surface of the planet.
Oh.
Okay. I suddenly remembered my iodinized thigh that I used to have.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut that because of the noise of the tin.
No, it's probably for the best.
there are several other large dish antennae that don't seem to be in good repair. What might have been some sort of early warning radar dome. Quite a few residential and small industrial buildings. There's even an occasional glimpse of what looks like farm machinery with some sort of internal combustion.
Right.
I think we should check the moon first.
However,
the important question is: this is where the concern is.
Because, however,
MP3.
They also appear to have either built or retained several heavy-duty anti-aircraft weapons.
Yeah, let's go to the moon first.
Okay.
Okay, so there is no sign of anything moving around in space in this local area, apart from you lot.
Satellites?
There are some defunct ones, but they've mostly decayed by now.
Nothing active.
Anything? Any satellite debris? In other words,
there is debris that could be satellite debris.
Okay. Okay, and what kind of activities coming from the moon? Just radio signals?
There is a base, and let me just...
Now, what kind of... Sorry, Roger. What kind of moon are we talking about? Is it barren, or is it a little planet? Airless. Is there an atmosphere? Okay.
So, let's see, if I drop this in here and everything explodes, then I will apologise now.
We're assuming it's their moon, and it's not just, you know, been blasted away from Earth... And is zooming through space thanks to a nuclear
moon.
Accident.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Okay, John, is that visible for you?
I can see that, yeah. But then again,
excellent.
I could see the last one.
Yeah, well, I'm trying for...
No, this is very good. Thank you. Very
small,
clear.
Smaller size. So that there is a visible base. It's damaged. It looks probably as if it had been conventional weapons rather than nuclear.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Okay. Is that a rail line of some sort?
Yep. Okay. There's not much of it left beyond
it's
the base.
Quite an advanced, I mean, base.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but on Earth we invented the railway before we invented the moon base. So not necessarily.
Yeah, but we haven't got railways on the moon currently.
Up there in the top right-hand corner, the octagonal building appears to be some kind of power plant. Sensors are also saying there's a perimeter around that. Basically, that top right complex is warm enough to have life support.
Nothing else is.
However, there are discrete mobile readings. There are discrete mobile readings inside that. And here's the slightly odd bit. There is, on electromagnetic but not thermal, there is activity outside that area as well, elsewhere in the moon base.
Robots?
Could be.
I'm interested in this damage because, you know, one possible scenario would be a nuclear war breaks out and devastates the planet while the people on the moon base are stuck watching aghast. But they appear to have not only, you know, there appears to have been... They had conventional weapons on the moon in the first place and then had some kind of fight involving them. So
there probably was some disagreement depending on whose team won downstairs.
And why did they have weapons in the first place?
Well, how big is this plant? Is it big enough to have like a security garrison?
That's really not something you can tell for a totally alien culture.
We'll have to send down an away team. Gather all of the most important officers on the ship.
In 2010, they all make friends when the war breaks out. So. Yeah.
Can I ask a rather fundamental question? What's at the other end of the railway?
A leprechaun with a pot of gold. Sorry.
Something that's been fairly thoroughly bombed out. At this point, it just ends in moon dust.
Okay, so they've had... When you say conventional weapons, you mean serious conventional weapons?
Yeah, there has been heavy bombardment, yeah.
Yeah.
Sign of anything like a crashed shuttlecraft or anything like that?
That's zooming in a bit more. So that lower middle section with the circles, that does appear to be landing pads. The smaller ones in particular are fairly obstructed. You could certainly get a lander onto several different places. You could put Entdecker down on the main pad if you wanted to, but not anywhere else.
Well, I think John was asking, does it look like they've been approached by another vehicle? Very hard to know from this distance, though.
Well,
wreckage on the pads. There is wreckage near the pads. Whether that wreckage near the pads was a ship trying to take off or land that got shot down or something else that was just happened to crash there, I mean, you just can't
say. Any sign of anything that could be an anti-aircraft weapon just before we land?
Well,
it's tricky to say. I mean...
Yeah.
You know what a laser would look like if you had one, and you don't have any of them here.
Well, and we know what the anti-aircraft weapons look like on the planet.
Yes, they don't have anything that looks like that. On the other hand, if it is inside a dome that retracts, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, if you're on a moon that's got a lot of dust like our moon, you're not going to want it just sitting out there if it's a weapon that's got moving parts, are you?
No.
Can I just ask the question, if rather than us going there, without communicating with them
would
it not be sensible to actually just initiate the standard protocols, you know, start working out of a universal language?
Yeah, we should try and get in touch. We know, I mean, I'm presuming we know what frequency they're receiving on.
All you've seen is encrypted traffic, but at least that gives you a frequency, yeah.
Maybe they could do with someone who, you know, is quite upbeat to lift their spirits.
Oh, God,
I
no.
am happy to volunteer.
Can yeah, I check sure. one thing?
So how is your science linguistics?
We could leave him.
Science linguistics. I've got xenology. Can I default to that?
No. Say again, Jim.
I want to check something which I probably missed while I was rebooting, which is, do we know that these people are human?
No.
No, we don't.
100% sure. We're not 100% sure they're actually people. It could all be automated.
Haven't they got multiple kind of 50-50 arms? In fact, we're pretty sure they're not human.
No, they're definitely not human.
The ones on the planet are humanoid, but about 5 feet tall and with four arms.
Okay, that's the bit I missed. So, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're definitely not human.
Okay.
Would we predict from, I don't know if this is physics or astrogation, or from the planet and the moon, are they likely to have similar physical sensory characteristics to us, i.e. eyes and ears that work like ours because of where they grew up, or is that too hard?
Well, if they evolved to live on the moon, then absolutely not.
yeah, but presumably they didn't because they're living in domes on the moon. So if we look at the planet...
You can make some assumptions, but you've got huge error bars on them.
Mm. But as far as we can tell, I mean, it makes sense to be able to sense light, to sense mm-hmm. sound. It's probably a fair bet that they can see and hear in a way mm-hmm. that we do. Mm-hmm. They clearly build in a way that we do.
Or no, the radio broadcasts resemble heavy rock. Country.
Well, only if you screw up the decryption.
All I was going to say is just looking at the decryption a bit and stuff like that, and also the quality of the radio and stuff. Bearing in mind, obviously, that they've gone through a nuclear war.
Judgmental.
But from a tech point of view, are we thinking that they're kind of around where we were maybe 100 years ago? Are they
plus or minus?
Yeah.
I guess if the tech was much further advanced, they probably wouldn't have survived a war in.
No, possibly not. Well, other than the fact some of them may have been able to leave planet, they may have been right. advanced enough to be survivable that way. But I'm just interested that two of these domes don't appear to be attached to anything. Mm. Now, everything else seems to have a connection, which I'm presuming is some sort of tunnel or...
Could be underground.
Something
though.
Like that. Well, it could, but that's what I'm wondering. What could possibly be in there that would be different, that would be either totally separate or connected in a different way? It's odd.
Hmm.
Can we sweep the solar system for any other planets with any other sign of life on or anything? Just make sure we're not leaving anyone behind.
I suspect Anton Doran is going to be going off doing that.
Okay. Okay.
The other thought as well
what they will report is basically there is some sign of exploration of quite a lot of places and mining operations and things like that, but no sign of life now.
Right.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So we don't know if they've gone beyond their solar system, but they've certainly been out into it. Or somebody like us has come along and been pilfering the place. Pillage every rock and throw it into your 3D printer.
So far, from the spacecraft wreckage they've found, no sign of a stutter warp, but this is not a thing you can determine quickly.
Any sign of kinetic damage on the actual planet surface? I'm thinking probably that it might be quite difficult to spot, but I'm just wondering if, are there any signs of locations where it looks like there's been a nuclear explosion, but there's no radioactivity.
Well, if somebody's been throwing God's telegraph poles, or
yeah, basically, you know,
rocks
is there, yeah.
in space,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's a reasonable thing to look for. Nothing that you can't also account for by, you know, weather and erosion patterns and things of that sort.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, obviously, it's 100 years.
I mean,
100 years, actually, you're going to get quite a lot of sort of erosion.
Well, there is nothing saying this definitely happened. Like, but,
yeah. It's a single star. It's not a binary system or anything.
Correct.
So it'd be less chaotic, I suppose. Mm.
So do you think that the next stage should be let's attempt to contact...
Mm.
Initiate a contact with the moon base, and if there's no response or anything, maybe we try initiating a contact with the base.
We have to bear in mind
the
second we contact the moon base, it's possible they contact the planet. So.
Well, sure. my thought was that they're not in continuous contact.
Yeah, but we don't know. We have to assume it's possible.
Well, no, we know they're not in continuous contact because as soon as basically they are, they're in a position where they can contact, they do.
You're right. Yes, thank you. Yes, yeah. I've forgotten the satellite.
My thought was that we leave it
wait until they're in
about 5 minutes after they shut down for the night or whatever, and then we send to the moon, and we send the standard first contact protocols. You know.
So well, I think so the main question really is
so on and so forth.
Do we also sprech Zarathustra or Ride of the Valkyries?
You don't want to paint it black. I think we just use the standard universal greeting. We come in peace, lay down your arms.
Well, we'll follow first.
Hands behind your head.
We come in peace. They're
not your pocket.
I think I asked this last time. Is there a first contact protocol?
Yes.
Must be.
Let's follow.
Yes.
Because we've got one now, so yes, there will be.
It's a book. Could you fill it in as you go along?
The command directive that's relevant here is basically investigate sentient beings with some definite provisos. Do not endanger the overall mission plan.
We come in
Do
peace.
Not leave human crew members behind at any point in the mission.
Okay.
Do not take alien sentient beings on board the Bayonne or attached vessels for any reason.
We've got quarantine.
In extreme circumstances, where the security of human space is in the balance, the captain is directed to do whatever is necessary to maintain that security.
Okay, so we can't evacuate them.
There's a little bit under there that's captain's eyes only.
Entirely reassuring. So we can't offer to rescue them.
That is the protocol, which was written by bureaucrats back on Earth.
Yeah, well,
those pen pushes can.
Right, I'll put the stub of a stogie in my mouth.
All right, who's going to talk to them or try and talk to them?
Well, no, we don't try.
It's
and
not
talk
my
to
area.
To start with, we basically use the standard. We start. Yes, exactly. We start using the actual communication stuff that is already. On the ship.
So we just let the computers do it at first.
We let the computers do it to start with.
Yeah,
also these are the linguistics experts.
Get the right frequency and start playing some Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas or whatever. Something that everybody's going to like.
A carnivore! Server to carnivore!
All right, well, we'll initiate first protocol.
That's a very quick protocol, is it?
This is why we're letting the computers do it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Press the first contact protocol button.
You think we have one button?
Episode titles.
Right.
So
switch on the machine that goes bing.
So there is some attempt at communication, as you say, when the surface base has gone out of line of sight. It's quite hard.
I'm sorry, I just find this sort of thing exciting. Sorry.
I mean,
dearie me.
You don't get this with other role playing groups.
The basic problem with doing stuff on the radio is you can make noises and they can make noises, but you don't have any way of making a noise and pointing to a thing and saying that is what this noise means.
Fair point, but are the noises they're making.
You can do a lot through
there's some sort of language.
Communication. Okay, so they definitely heard us and are trying to do something back.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's something.
And it appears that they use human compatible mathematics.
That's a relief.
I.e., the mathematics.
So we're getting a.
Don't we do something with Fibonacci at this point? I'm sure
he's
we
been
do.
Dead for centuries.
No, I'll defrost him.
Doesn't he play the piano?
We're getting a response from them. That's an actual response.
Yes.
Right. So
but they don't know what we said, and we don't know.
Or we're dealing with aliens.
Unless it's 5 + 23 = 28 or something of that nature.
Is there's no kind of vocal signal here? It's all electronic. Blip, blop, bleeps, is it? Or is there some kind of...
No, they are using... Actually, they seem to be a bit hesitant to do that. Maybe that's just because they're alien. And they do a bit, but you're just starting to get somewhere and then they shut down.
Okay. Oh.
Well, completely.
Yeah.
No change of tack or anything will get a response.
This is after about half an hour. From initial
and it was different biological grunty noises, not electronic things.
I mean, what can you say?
It's worrying when you're in a spaceship.
So, funny thing, I was just thinking maybe that's what happened. Are they perhaps concerned that they are attracting the attention of perhaps something weird that lives in a different part of the dome?
I knew we shouldn't have gone with Wagner.
You never go full Nazi straight away, Nick.
No.
Not that Wagner, got any connection with the Nazis, of course.
Well, he has, but not voluntarily.
He was a pretty vile person in his own right, but he was not actually a Nazi due to being dead.
Yeah. All right, they've shut down. Are there any beams, any evidence that they're trying to contact the homeworld or anything? I mean, they can't.
No, the base is still out of line of sight and will be for another 10 hours or so.
Do we go down? Other signals or anything like that. And when we try and initiate anything, nothing coming up from them.
Correct.
Can we see if there's any change in the patterns of movement that we saw, where there appeared to be, some warm blobs and some other things moving around?
Quite a few of the warm blobs rushed towards that cross-shaped building in the upper right, which seems to be where the communications system is set up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any change in the electromagnetic things?
Where are Huey, Dewey, and Louie? A little bit, but it's very hard to be sure. There's a lot of noise in the rest of the base.
Okay.
Are they all still in
I think I agree with Mason. I think we should land as quickly as possible.
And then attempt to make our way to the cross-shaped section, since that appears to be where our...
We've got 10 hours before they can... We don't know whether that makes any difference, but...
Let's do it.
Are we going to take a linguist or a...
I'm a specialist.
You do not generally do first contact by dissection.
No.
Like, that really isn't a good look.
No.
Yeah, they did speak
isn't that
to me
just,
about that.
Couldn't first contact by dissection just stabbing?
Yeah, there's a grand
dissection
human
is,
tradition.
Is taking a real interest in what's revealed by the stabbing. It's not just stabbing.
Yeah, that's. I think that doesn't.
It's not just stabble, you know.
Not knifey, no. Let's prep the shuttle for landing. That feels like a spacey thing to say.
Why are we wanting to go down there straight
away? Haven't you got any curiosity in you, Jethro?
I'm interested in going down there because it's not radioactive.
But why don't we try and talk to the other people as well?
No. There's a limited amount of stuff you can do on the radio. We need to meet them face to face. Come on.
Assuming they've got faces.
Well.
Certainly, George Stahl, who's the chief communications officer, and a fair linguist. He's of the opinion that we're going to go a whole lot faster if we can actually talk to them face to face.
You know, a hug translates to any language.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I will engulf you to add your genetic diversity to mine.
You know, I that's only meant because I did hear that as hog.
Yeah, what did you not say hog?
No, I said hug.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you just got this bizarre non sequitur. Yes. So you're going to turn up with a pig under your arm.
Let it loose in a controlled environment.
Unleash the first contact pigs.
The aliens are like, Irish. Stereotype.
Grease pig it is. I've been disparaging your methods because I thought you were a loony.
Hug.
Right, hug.
Yeah.
It's that combination of your very high, tight kind of vowel sounds from being a southerner. Mm. Well, you know.
I'm a northerner.
Yeah, right. And and the accent you were putting on.
I see.
See, it's so much easier in Welsh. Cwtch and mochyn are very, very different words.
As I've been learning, say to Mike, your vowels, dear boy.
Another reason to start with the moon is simply...
You hug one pig.
There's going to be fewer factions, I would expect, compared with if we, you know, if an alien spacecraft descends on the planet.
We've got a whole planet of people to deal with.
Yeah, who are potentially starting doing things that we may or may not find out about.
Like, I'm prepping the shuttlecraft or whatever I have to do while we're doing this because we've only got 10 hours.
Shuttlecraft is a coil of rope next to the airlock.
And I'm polishing it.
Okay, so who's going to be going down there then?
Okay.
Come on, Jethro.
Much to Jethro's... Okay, so Jethro would like it put out in quite strong terms that he thinks this is way, way, way too early to be coming, to be actually, to be coming down.
This is just a stop on the way to our future. We've got to investigate these things. That's what we're here for. To seek out new life.
If there are those bloody worms, I am going to feed you one of them.
Drop this and swap in the lander. Which I'm sure...
You trusted me with my worm device?
Sure you will feel it's not going to say derivative design in any way at all.
Oh, no.
Basically, those four lumps on the sides are VTOL engines.
Mm. Okay. Mm. How many does this, I guess about eight, looking at it? Right, fit to us. All right, well, let's take... Can we take any precious minerals? What would they like?
12 acceleration pouches.
We don't know what they are yet.
Mm. Perhaps we could...
No, there might be space suits and going in there, because we know what tends to happen.
We can't really take food, we don't...
They might
no
be composed of precious minerals and view it as a threat, you know?
Okay, so we're not going to basically theirs to a party. We don't need to take a gift.
BYOP, bring your own planet.
We just go to the standard chest of stuff for the natives and we take out whatever's in there, you know, the Mona Lisa and Party Popper, whatever happens.
Have we not got, a North stack of those plates?
A commemorative Bayonne mission plate.
Yeah, you know. Those.
We printed 20 million of them to sell on Earth, and for some reason they didn't sell. So
they point to us, and then point to a gold disc that they've got on the wall and a plaque that we've got pinned there, and say, "You're the one sending nude pictures."
That's the thing I was thinking.
That's
of.
Why
yes.
they think they're our brother, because the Vitruvian man looks exactly like they do. Anyway, let's go down onto the planet.
Yeah, in fact, the ship's crew has started informally calling them Vitruvians.
You see, I would have thought of them as like green Martians myself, but well, they're a bit short.
They're more scientific than you are literary.
Oh, well, excuse me then. Green Barsoomians.
let me just bring the map back in.
Barsoominis.
And...
They're not that... We can't call them minis. Come on.
They're about half the height of a green Martian.
Hmm.
possibly less.
So the obvious safe place to land would be on one of the landing pads.
That's exactly just what they'll be expecting.
So the place where I...
Hang on,
I'm
just going to take off my glasses to reveal another pair of glasses.
Yeah, so the place where I would definitely have mined would be the landing pads.
Can we safely land on the surface of this? How dusty is it? Is it like we will bury ourselves in 30 foot of moon dust?
Can we land on top of one of their buildings?
Oh, I was going to say, which building looks the most fragile?
Well, can't we see from the construction how deep the moon dust is?
I mean, it's mostly... Hang on, there we go.
They obviously felt the need to build a landing pad.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to build landing pads, aren't you?
Yeah.
Landing
pads. I mean, they didn't just sweep an area dry, you know. It's just...
Well, what is this landing pad? Is it just a dry area of compact moon dust?
No, it is actually constructed. There's probably the remains of spacecraft support machinery in among the wreckage.
I do actually agree with Jethro here. We don't know why, but... If they don't want visitors for any reason that might be nothing to do with us, you would mine the landing pads.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, you could potentially try soft landing a probe, whether that's to test the landing pad or to test the solidity of the surface.
Or to test their attitude towards somebody apparently bombing their moon base.
Mm-hmm. Another question?
Felix.
Feel
free to talk. This is an open forum.
As a human, Shim is not very good at interrupting conversations. Has lots of dust accumulated on the buildings? Because that might give us an indication as to you know, if it's dust that is spread by, you know, some sort of atmospheric.
But some of the interference you're getting might well be electrostatic repulsion. For that.
Okay.
It has accrued on the what's left of the rail tracks. So.
Okay.
I think we are going to have to test the water first with a probe.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm an optimistic sort of fellow, but
question one, where do you want to land it? And question two, does any of you want to remote pilot it, or are you going to leave that to somebody else?
This sounds like a job for Felix.
Oh, well, I've only got
pilot small craft. I don't know if that would even cover that.
Is it remote drone?
Yeah.
So if it's electronics remote drone, I'll have a go doing it.
You're okay.
On the grounds that I have done this quite a lot. Admittedly, not that much for quite a few years now, but... I'm sure it's like riding a bike.
Where do you want to put it?
Where do you think, guys? Where did you say one of the?
Let's try one of the landing pads. Whichever you think, Jethro.
Well, you want it to be somewhere that we are going to try and land, don't you?
Well, exactly. Yeah, wherever it lands,
see what
we're going to
then move it.
So main pad, secondary pad.
Let's try the main pad.
Okay.
Well, it's not bad. So that would be 12, assuming that it's... Oh, actually, no, it might be 11 if it's education.
That's good. We've not fired a missile at their landing pad, so that's a good start.
Okay, the drone settles on the pad.
Has it got any...
Presumably
any sensors or anything that can actually...
Oh, please tell me we haven't sent a drone which has no sensors.
Well, I mean, which can check the actual... thing it's sitting on and say, oh yes, there are actually traces of high explosives leaking out of the floor.
Chemical explosives are chemical explosives.
You can't answer every possible question, but there is a little bit of vibration consistent with a power plant. The surface flexed a little bit consistent with reasonably thick metal. Yes, it would certainly take the lander, it would probably take Entdecker if you put Entdecker down here.
Let's not be the hasty pudding.
There was not a, you know, sinks 3 inches and goes click or anything like that. Yeah. When it landed.
A giant bear trap slash.
Okay, so any sign of any form of, this is, sorry, question number one. What's the gravity on the moon?
Yeah, you'd think they would tell you that. It is lower than Earth, higher than zero. It's probably about a quarter of a G.
So a bit like the moon, then.
Yeah, it seems to be remarkably like the moon.
Yeah. Monkey suits.
Actually, that was that's a point as well. What was the gravity on the planet?
Is it exactly 1G by any chance?
No.
No,
I reckon
it's
about 1.2, 1.3 if they're about 5 feet.
Yeah, let me just have a look. Oh,
maybe
yeah,
they just shot.
We've got surface gravity is 0.95.
They'll have been malnourished.
0.95.
Oh. They're probably okay. Not eating so well since the whole nuclear war thing.
Okay, fair enough. That might be valid. Because my thought is, I'm wondering whether it's worth me going down by myself.
Why?
We all leap to say, no, don't do that, Jethro.
But what's the advantage? You're not going to be able to communicate particularly easily with these people. We need to send a specialist.
No, I'm just thinking that at that point you're only losing one person.
Hang on, that suggests that if we all go, we're going to lose everybody. Now, I don't think that is the sort of talk that we want to hear.
I think we can't assume anyone who goes down there is going to die, or we won't. Right. Come on, Jethro. Keep some optimism.
Where's your sense of adventure?
No, Jethro. We're worried your personality is a little abrasive.
My sense of adventure stopped about when I was second. When I was a second lieutenant, I think.
You may create a.
No,
I don't want to say diplomatic instinct.
No,
there's a whole chunk of his psych profile that just says marine.
Yeah, but no, you go down, you make sure that there is no obvious hazard, the probe has basically turned around and said they haven't booby-trapped it in an immediate, obvious way. The probe doesn't say there are people in the air waiting in the airlock about to rush you.
That's a risk. We're
going to have a much greater chance of surviving or even avoiding that happening if there are more of us. We just make sure that our pilot stays in the cockpit waiting for us.
Yeah,
Well, sure. I'm thinking drops us and dusts off.
We don't. What?
That's two landings. No. Two landings. That's you don't know.
It's a bit like they're arriving with an assault squad, though, don't you think?
Well, it's either that or you land on the pad and the alien walks in and eats the pilot. I mean, have we learned nothing from the classics?
I'm not suggesting he leaves.
Maybe don't leave the back
open.
Door open.
He's going to sit there having a picnic or put his headphones on. I mean,
let's just see which of the pilots
Where'd
he gets.
Get these people? I might as well do the job myself. I'd be as bad.
Okay, your pilot for today is Yvonne, who is gung-ho for this mission.
Excellent.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Good on you, Yvonne. I mean, psychologically
speaking... Is she ex-Navy, by any chance? She looks ex-Navy to me. I'm worried by her already.
Mm-hmm. Psychologically speaking...
You used to fly shuttles for a French Rapide Descent Peloton.
Oh, okay.
As in, we're going to put these troops on the ground as fast as possible, unconstrained by good common sense or the laws of physics.
Yeah, so, in other words, she's probably... she probably hasn't piloted me
so,
on the ground.
So, what we're talking is very much a sort of Vietnam War helicopter pilot we have
here.
Brilliant.
Yes.
I think we're giving off the wrong vibes to our...
In her free time, she enjoys
we're giving
all the
off
skydiving.
Exactly
I don't think they're going to attack us as soon as we get there.
Who
because
wants to be door gunner?
If they objected to us being there, I think they would have reacted when the probe landed.
Okay, so
I'm happy to be door hugger.
Unless they specifically wanted to lure aliens they didn't know existed onto their base in order to attack us.
Or steal their ship.
That is a very long con if you've deliberately set a nuclear war off on your planet.
Well, perhaps not quite that long.
Oh, no, they just did that yesterday when they saw you coming in.
Oh, yeah.
If they were just... I mean, it might be all fake. If they were just unfriendly, I think they would have done something in response to the probe.
This is going to be as exciting for them as it is for us. And they're going through all this stuff themselves right now. So let's get down there.
Yep.
Knock on the door.
Let's hope
say hi. Make sure we're carrying some sort of grenades, obviously.
Come on, Jethro, be the alien you want to see in the world.
Did you bring any wood, Mason?
I'm going to be wearing my armoured jacket underneath my
suit.
I shall wear my brown rubber safety pants.
I should probably have obtained some armour and indeed whatever weapon I got.
Well, I am wearing my full combat armour.
Right, normally I would say then you need to stand at the front, but in this situation I don't think you should.
No, we need a hand of friendship, not a rod of...
Because you've probably got like a skull or big teeth painted on it, you know? It's
are we the
universal sign of death?
No, because I took that off when I became a captain.
The pole of skulls has been...
Now, you didn't take it off, you just drew a smiley face on it.
I feel a smiley face complements the radiation trefoil very nicely.
I'm going for a wee while we land.
Talking a smiley face with like a little drop of blood across it, like the comedian.
It's not the time I would have chosen to go for a wee, but... I'd probably do it before.
So, Arthur just reaches up and destroys the shuttle.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Radish has drawn the short straw.
So the trip down is that was not a fumble. The trip down is uneventful. If perhaps a little more exciting than you used to with civilian lander pilots.
So she's quite slow and subdued.
More or less the sort of standard you're used to, frankly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. Hello.
I'll just gently peel myself off the ceiling and get into position.
Mm-hmm. Also, they give a birth date but not an age, which seems faintly strange, but so it goes. Yeah, I mean, she's in her 30s, you are in your 40s, I think.
No, I'm 38.
Right, so, yeah. She doesn't seem to have been promoted as much as you have.
Very few,
resents you quite a lot.
Very few people were. But, to be fair, we're all the same now, and actually she's far more important than I am, because basically she's the one who can actually get us back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm jumping very, very high, and hoping that my armor jets can possibly kick in.
Fire extinguishers, that's what you need.
Just
two squeezy fire extinguishers to manoeuvre yourself.
And we have an NPC portrait, possibly not a great NPC portrait, but, you know.
Okay, that's actually just a garbled load of lines and blocks to me.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll take that off.
Is that a picture to anyone else?
No, that was a picture.
Yeah, a picture of a woman. Yep.
Don't know why that is then.
I'll sort it out later.
That's all right. It's a woman. That's fine. I don't have to pick her out of a lineup, so I can just go with the description.
probably the one with the caffeine jitters.
From Jethro's point of view, he's interested, you know, so he will be chatted away to her.
Is this the time? Is this appropriate?
Oh, God, no. It's always the time when you're a Marine.
Could be dead tomorrow. And it's could be dead in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you turned down in a and weren't particularly subtle about it.
Luckily, the doctor is back.
And speaking of subtle, there we are. So, yeah.
And you're... Yep, the surface of the pad takes your weight, no problem at all. Well volunteered, Doc.
Oh.
have we got that language specialist with us? Is he?
Yes.
Splendid. I mean, I realise he's going to get killed, but, you know. Okay. I feel he might be useful a bit.
Check the harness on the first protocol.
That's George Stahl, by the way.
George Stahl. A name that will live... In infamy. okay, any sign of anything?
You're on the pad.
Anyone to meet us?
No.
They must have known we were coming. We couldn't hide that particularly.
Well, after the radio chat, you would expect them to be keeping a watch out.
Yeah.
There weren't any... yeah, that's a thought. There weren't any radar emissions.
So they weren't scanning?
If they're keeping an eye on you, they're doing it with passive sensors or some sensor you're not familiar with. They were not scanning you with anything.
A telescope. Mm.
If we got communication to that level, we would have said we will come to you.
We didn't really get that
far. It's not really getting that far.
Just got the pigs.
Not quite sure we got as far as, you know, me, Tarzan.
All right, everyone else coming
in? X cubed plus Y cubed equals Z cubed. Yeah, sure, but...
And now,
they have a really neat answer to that, but nobody's got time to listen to that right now.
Is there an entry to the... Like, so we're on the landing pad, but yeah, we're not in their atmospheric area.
Correct. Yeah, no force shields or anything.
All right, I'm going to be running the video imager. So we've got a record of all this?
Sure. Mm-hmm. So assuming north is up, there is that large structure to the east.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that looked like it was kind of directly by the... You would assume that that was where you would go to if you were landing.
Mm. Yeah, though it's not really connected to the rest of the base much. It's more connected to the railway line.
Probably supply or maintenance related.
Looking at it from ground level, there are a lot of cranes and things. It looks as if it might be fairly cargo handling focused.
Right, so we're talking cargo, but also potentially other places in the solar system. There have been signs of mining or test mines.
Mm.
So they were possibly mining for helium-3 or something here on this moon at the other end of this railway.
Potentially,
so we've been coming in here and then put it on a ship down to the planet.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, loading and unloading all looks the same so far as the hardware is concerned.
Let's go for a building that we, if we can get into it, that we know there were either some heat signatures or whatever. So,
okay, there aren't any heat signatures in this section of the base at all. The only heat signatures you got are in the northeast section.
Would have sent someone down to us, thing where we thought it probably might be robots or something.
Oh yeah, those are still there. Yeah, one of those is coming through. Well, it probably used to be an airlock. The outer door has been quite badly damaged in bombing. This is on the west side, so leading to that landing pad directly west of the main one.
Whatever is in that room, then that building has the same atmosphere as the moon, you say?
Yes. The connection between these two pads does seem to be enclosed. There's an airlock at each end, or at least there's an airlock at this end and presumably one at the other.
Right.
Or there was.
I'd like to zoom in with my bionic eye and have a look at this thing.
Coming out through it is a...
Yep.
Well, I don't need to.
Hold your fire, Jethro.
I don't need to describe it. I can find a picture somewhere. There we go. Sorry, I don't want to do the same thing that confused John's machine, so...
So here's an etch-a-sketch interpretation of the picture.
It's one of those. I'll just give the thing a background so that it's a nice flat background that doesn't take up lots of bandwidth.
Could you sing it to us?
What, in binary or something?
1 1 1 0 0 0 1 1.
Oh.
The worrying thing is that it wouldn't really surprise me if it turned out that was a meaningful song in because I've met you lot.
Okay. So what am I looking at? Because again, I can't see a picture.
Okay, it so I'm seeing
a
two guns.
What robot kind of patrol thing with wheeled tracked wheels and double what appear to be Things that you don't want to be on the opposite end of, i.e.
what's
guns
all
on either
do they
side.
Look like?
This is shorter than any of you, shorter than a Vitruvian. It's maybe or a metre and a half across.
Good God, it's not a Protectotron, is it?
So, okay, actually,
this is
John,
why we brought a language specialist.
John, you know the Lockheed stealth plane? Triangle one.
What, the Spirit, the B-2?
The classic triangular stealth
yes,
plane.
Yes, is the short version.
The Blackbird?
Yeah.
No, he is talking B-2.
B-2, yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, imagine one of those sitting on top of just a pair of tank tracks with a gun at the end of each wing.
Yeah.
It's got guns, then.
Well, they're not guns, objects. They're very badly very badly designed microphones.
It's a long, narrow thing. I mean, who knows if it was a gun or not.
Friend
and
tubes.
What's it doing?
It is coming towards you.
Thermal imaging? Any sign of a weapon warming up? Seeing that it's got some kind of energy weapon rather than a chemical propellant.
It has internal power. Possibly not very much of it, actually.
Looks like it's... Oh, well. Let's
see. Yeah, the... That's possibly interesting. The two arms on the wing, the two weapons, if they are weapons on the wings, are not warmer than background, but there's something internal that is. And at least Jethro is assuming it's probably a weapon. It might just be a particularly inefficient CPU.
Mm. Well, we're a bit too far away to initiate
conversation
apart from just waving.
They are not just vents.
They just release waste material at high velocity.
The other thing is, this looks as if it has been
in the works.
Failed and repaired and failed again and repaired again and
Now, is it obviously approaching ours or is it going about its business?
It is approaching the centre of the pad where your lander is currently sitting.
Mm, but not ours directly.
That's where you are too.
Right. That's disappointing.
So shall we just step away from the lander a bit, just in case? Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel that this is where Dr. Radish needs to come to his own and go forward and greet it. Well,
I'm not the linguistics guy.
Yeah, but
or the robotics guy.
I know he's thinking of your natural charm, Dr. Radish.
Well, that's true. Even a robot can
you
appreciate
run forward,
a sing-along.
Give the robot a hug and start the first interstellar war.
Might be a better computer. Anyone computer robotics?
No.
Okay.
So, nice try, but no.
If I understand the description...
I've got remote operations for the drone. For drones.
We come in peace. I'll lift my hands up in Vitruvian war gesture.
Transmitting by radio, or...?
That's a good point.
Well, we know the frequency that the main thing received, so we can try that. Or is there a standard... band, you know, scan of bands that we use.
It doesn't seem to be sending radio to you.
We've no idea whether it's receiving it.
Is there any sign of? See, what worries me is that this looks like a bomb.
Everything looks like a bomb to you.
Well, this
He's
is
not always wrong, though. Isn't
that surprise birthday party? You broke
you only
my
have
nose
to be right once.
Could have been anybody's nose.
So it stops about 10 meters away from you.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
You know, you said it was warmer in the middle.
Yep.
Has he got any fissiles in there?
No radiation above background.
Okay.
Is it getting warmer anywhere else while it stands there?
Not particularly. No.
Fascinating. Look, there appears to be some kind of...
It pivots on its tracks. It doesn't seem to be articulated, but it gradually turns to one side and then scans from right to left across you, maybe.
Is it scanning us? You're right, okay.
The arc in which it's scanning includes you and the lander.
Includes us, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to try something here, which is to walk away the same distance from it, but sort of sideways away from the rest of the party. Mm-hmm. I'm telling them I'm doing this. You know, hands out, nothing, no guns, fingers spread. I realise they it might not know what that means. to see whether it's what we believe are its weapons, track me.
Okay. Let's see. Looking at the design, you think those wings with what you're assuming are weapon mounts on them are basically ball joints that it would be able to aim those independently. It is not doing so. They're just staying pointed directly forward.
That's potentially reassuring.
On the other hand, it could point them directly back if it wanted to, probably, and it's not doing that.
But it's the fact that it's not, you know, swiveling one to keep me covered while pointing the rest at you.
Sure.
I think that was
encouraging.
It is including you in its scanning arc. It's now turning sort of 45 degrees each way.
I'll slowly move back with everyone else.
Is it in between us and the airlock, Roger?
Yes, it is. Obviously it's not in between you and the cargo handling building behind you. Or the other airlocks leading to other landing pads. It's only that one it came out of.
Walking away from it would seem like a poor idea. Should we slowly, you know, individually walk towards it, holding
my hands up? I'll take a few steps forward.
Can we just stay still for just a second?
Not everything's a bomb, Jethro. I'll step forward a bit.
Is it receiving anything, or is it sending anything backwards and forwards, or is there anything like a wire or something like that?
Does
it have a big LED countdown display clocking towards zero?
No, it just says too late. Don't know what that means. Jethro, do you have any electronics ops communications?
I've got sensors, so I've got electronic sensors, so this is zero.
Go for it with sensors. And int.
He's very suspicious, isn't he? If I've grown up in the Radlands of Truro,
if it senses an int, that's 9.
New Truro. Right, sorry. So...
New Cornwall just has a bad reputation. It's a great place to have come from.
Which is why Mason and I come from there.
Got out,
and we ain't going back.
As a man once said to me about Cleveland, it's a great place to come from.
may go back one day once I'm retired. Oh, wait, there's a problem with the translation server. That should be once I'm dead.
It's the only city in America where both the river and the mayor have caught fire.
Jethro, there is a... Yeah, it's quite shielded. You would expect that to be... Let's see. No, I think you can get back scatter. It's got a laser comm pointing basically back toward the airlock, or perhaps a receiver on the airlock.
Okay.
Or maybe there's a sniper behind it, and it's a hostage.
Okay.
It's just a thought. I'm not really a tactical
genius. I would like to, using my telemetry back to the thing, be sending back what I can tell, and then actually have a word with what's her face. What was her name, by the way?
Not the pilot.
The pilot.
Yeah.
Yvonne.
I probably should
write
this.
It's a very important thing for you to remember, since you're apparently trying to hit on the poor woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now is not the time to be on the pull.
Can I just say, as a Marine, au contraire, Blackadder.
I'm going to step forward with my arms raised.
She is strongly suggesting that it would be a good idea to lift the lander off the pad, but she's not doing it yet.
Hang fire just a moment longer. Be aware that this is, send the fact that there's type beam communication back, to it. So
she sends back, don't stand within 2 meters of any of the exhausts.
We come in peace.
Or our exhausts or theirs. Okay. So basically I will gently move the party.
I'm already moving forward towards the
thing. No, I'm going to gently move the party so that basically she can basically do a fast dust off.
Yeah, I mean, the exhausts are on the sides, the hatch is at the back, so that's not a major problem. You just don't want to casually stroll there. It's a bit like helicopters, you know. You don't get out of the helicopter and wave to your mate.
Not twice, anyway.
Certainly not three times.
You can do it a maximum of twice. Okay. Hello? We come in peace for all mankind.
Except for that guy. He's an asshole.
We had to.
For most of mankind.
Okay, it swivels to point towards you.
Chit.
No, it's a good sign. It's a good sign.
Is it, though?
Yeah, because it swiveled away from me.
Very true.
And
does it? What are its obvious sensors? Does it have a camera on it? Or it must.
It has a variety of lenses.
Yeah, okay.
And, oh, dear. Right.
That was kind of like in the head.
I don't like that noise.
Look extremely unthreatening.
Part of your suit gets extremely hot.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Well, no, like dangerously hot.
Oh, yes. Because it's just taken 4 dice of damage from a laser rifle. Him,
jump backwards. Jethro, kill the fucker.
That's 9.
And that escalated really quickly,
didn't it? Mm. So that's 16 points of damage.
Well.
You're fine, right?
I am, I'm going to start a major leaflet campaign against this bastard.
the fireproof leaflets.
Now that goes burned right through. Do I get any defense?
Comes off the armor of your suit.
Okay, good. Which is 16, right?
Which, let's have a look.
So if you had my suit. My suit is bearing my full combat armor. My suit is 12.
Okay, so normal vac suit's 11.
No,
7.
No, I mean you'd be in the normal off ship suit. So it'd be the let's see the
right 16 is a. 16 is the sort of damage I do.
I did explicitly state, and the recording will back me up, that I'm wearing my extra brown rubber safety pants.
You did? You did. Nice dark colour to absorb the heat.
Yes.
Mm. Well,
goodbye to any family here. May have been on the card.
Given that in this case you knew you were going down to a ground environment and so on. You might well be in the hostile environment suit rather than the standard shipboard pressure suit.
Oh, I would have thought so, yes.
So that is armour protection 10.
Oh, then I will lose tons. 6 points of dexterity. No, wait.
What? Shot your arm off or something.
6 points of strength, dropping me to 3. I will leap backwards, swearing, and rapidly checking my suit for... breaches.
Automatic sealant. Active.
Good. Thank you. Go prone in a backwards direction.
On this robot, where it's shot from, did that show up for me as also hot?
Yes, that was very close to the hot spot, which is somewhere in the central body. The two side things, again, if they are weapons, they're not tracking on you or any of you. They're not doing anything.
Was it, there was no, like, projectile, it was a laser beam or something.
Microwave.
You would think laser, well, you might not. Jethro would certainly assume laser sniping rifle.
I know physics. Okay. Or did it actually come from the thing? I might not know that.
Well, there's no atmosphere to say that for sure, but judging by the thermal bloom, yes. Okay. Felix.
What was the doctor doing that seemed to prompt that?
That was just after he'd been sending the "We Come in Peace" message.
Mm. But I was approaching it at the same time, Felix.
Yeah. So could I have initiative rolls?
We could just not get any closer. See if that does anything.
Intel Dex plus 2 dice.
My strength is down to 3. In or Dex.
Yep.
Both. are bad, but I'm slightly cleverer than they are.
So it's just 9 for me.
Yep. I have returned to form.
Rolled a 2, have you?
No, 3.
I've got 9 as well.
I have rolled 10, but I am shit flooded with adrenaline right now, so that seems fair enough.
So 9 for Jethro and 3 for Felix. So it is Horace's. You get the first action.
Well, everyone thought I had a very high pitched voice, but they have not heard me scream when my arm has been burned off yet. I'm going to put it on the radio to make sure everyone is. I am. It's auto sealing, is it?
Yes. Yes. Your suit is sealing itself. It has been breached, but
I am backing away. Inside. Backing away towards the lander.
You're rapidly. Just trapped in there with the smell of crackling.
Why did I bring this pig with me?
So you start to get high on the hog.
That poor pig.
Okay, so Mason,
we lose a lot of Mason. First contact pigs this
week. In there, on the well, I presume I'll have. I've got 2 actions, isn't it? A smaller one and
yeah.
A regular one. So
can I clarify? I'm mainly moving behind Jethro.
Okay.
So drawing my weapon would be the.
Yeah, so
you can draw
ready
and
fire.
Shoot without.
Yes, right. Ready and shoot is a thing. Probably the standard thing would be aim and shoot if you have a weapon already ready.
I'd already specified I was walking to one side with my hands outspread.
Sure.
Definitely no weapons. So I will draw my pistol and aim directly at, well, just fire, I hope, directly at that hotspot that I saw or can still see with my thermal eye. I've rolled an 8. That's where's my
probably not bad.
Pistol? That's a 2, and that's a 2, so that is 12.
Okay, that will definitely be a hit. Go ahead and do some damage.
Lovely. And my 3D armor piercing 4, and I've rolled 11.
Okay, so the armor piercing 4 is that. That's that. And okay, you've made a fair old mess of it. It's still up, it's still running, but you've definitely damaged it.
Has he hit kind of where the laser came from?
At least roughly. This is also involving a fast draw. It's not a super accurate shot, but it's certainly in that section of the body.
That's cool. That depends what you can see of where it came from, though.
Well, you've.
I can see it because I've got
the thermal eye.
But I don't know how visible outside of that.
I've got reasonable sensors in my.
Your battle suit's got stuff. Yeah. Has it? Ah, right.
It's hard to be precise, but you reckon pretty much in the right place. Jethro, your action next.
Okay. So I will tell Yvonne, dust off.
Oh, what? The only reason she's not already doing it is because she's lower in the initiative order than you. But yes.
But I'm actually telling
her. Basically standing next to her.
Medic!
I'm actually telling her get clear.
Medic!
Because I'm. Okay, well, that's not bad.
It's really shit when
so
you're not a fucking medic.
So that's 10, 12, depending on distance, either 13 or 14.
Okay, that'll certainly be a hit.
Lick the wound?
It's already started, but soothing.
That's not why you were hit, but it is soothing.
See, I've now got the first thing of red going through my head, and you know, are you carrying the pig?
No, the pig gets his own vaccine, surely.
This has been a lot pig heavier than I was expecting.
Okay.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig. 17 points of damage.
Okay, is that armour piercing at all?
It's not, though. No.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Ideally, I'm shooting in the same hole, though, but.
okay, so you can do an aim with your secondary action. That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. See, from behind you, you will hear the sound of VTOL engines being slammed from idle to full throttle.
I thought I was being emergency evacs here.
And you were wrong.
I thought...
And Felix.
That ship is far more important than we are.
Speak for yourself, Grunt.
there's various rubble and stuff around this pad, you suggested?
Not so much rubble, more broken bits of metal, things that used to be part of a spaceship, things that used to be part of a fuel hose, that kind of thing.
Can I get behind some of it?
You will need to drop flat if you want serious cover, or you could sprint for one of the other airlocks and take cover behind that.
Your cover would be sensible because this thing appears to have powerful laser weaponry.
I can confirm that.
Yeah. Sprinting seems.
You should have a speed value.
Do I have a speed value?
Do we?
No. No, I don't have one of those.
Okay.
I might be supposed to have one.
Oh, is that under? Oh no.
I don't know.
It's not under other characters.
I haven't looked at the characters in that much detail.
None of those are filled in either.
You'd have about 20 metres to go to get to a solid airlock type cover that you could stand up behind.
Low gravity, though.
Yes, true.
You are bound.
It's probably going to take you about two or three actions, put it that way.
Yeah, so all the debris that is nearby is sort of small bits of.
Yeah.
Low to the ground
because it'll be like it'll you kind of because that's why you landed there because it was relatively clear.
Of course, yeah, no. Just
it'll be
making
a little
sure
bit like the guy in Superman 2 who bounds away and then basically comes up against somebody who can fly.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't feel that bounding in a predictable arc is an especially good move.
So give me an athletics dex.
Let's try that. That is pretty terrible. That's easy. That's easily done. That is a 5.
Okay, you're making progress, but you're not going super fast. You haven't been in this particular gravity before.
Yeah, I will call out something like, get behind some cover!
Yes, your largest piece of cover, of course, has just flown away.
Jethro is the second largest piece of cover.
Right.
Yes, I should have just got behind Jethro.
The robot pivots towards Jethro. And nothing happens. Dog.
Would I have seen anything? I mean, would I have seen if...
There wasn't a thermal pulse.
Engaged in a weapon? Or?
There was not a thermal pulse.
Right.
This isn't a matter of it shot at him and missed. It apparently didn't shoot at him.
Now, we've all backed... away.
Some of you more than others. I think it's Jessica and Mason who are in the front of it because they're the two with ready weapons.
Well, we're the ones actually physically shooting. We're assuming that you guys are now behind us.
Oh, absolutely, I'm behind you.
Based on a few key words that Dr. Radish may have let slip, I think he's pretty much not at the front now.
I'm trying to stem my arterial hemorrhage or whatever I can. That's my
laser.
No, you're
fine. It will have cauterized the wound. Don't you worry.
No, it doesn't. Come on, you've got a steam explosion. But no, your suit has sealed over and is pumping you full of really good drugs.
I was going to say, let's have the drugs, please. Thank you. All right. So. I might head towards the building as the next largest piece of cover. The other building, that was off, you know, the one that wasn't through the airlock.
That would be about 30 metres away.
I'm going to start heading in that direction.
Okay. Give me athletics dex.
Oh, I'm glad I took it all on my all on my strength. Athletics is...
Yeah, very heavy suit you're wearing now.
Dex is... Okay, never mind. I've rolled an 8, so that gives me a total of 7.
You're making reasonable progress. Mason.
Right, second shot, if I can manage it exactly where the first one was, I would like to aim this one to make sure I get it as close as possible. What does that give me? Is that a plus one? Or
What it gives you is the GM looks it up to make to try not to... be talking complete nonsense.
I'll accept more than a plus one.
A plus one.
Plus one. Right. So
Also, what's the basic range of your weapon?
40 metres.
Oh, you're in short range then, so plus one for that as well.
All right. So that's... I've only managed to roll a 5, but that's plus 2 to there. 7, 9, 11.
Yep, that'll be a hit.
Fantastic. And again, with armour-piercing 4, that is 12 damage.
Okay, so that comes off that. Armour-piercing 4... It's looking pretty ropey at this point, but it is still moving. Let's see if Jethro can do something about that.
Which is, of course, where Jethro rolls double one. Oh, no, that's not too bad. That is... Well, I've rolled 10.
You can also have the plus one for aiming as your secondary action.
So 12, 14.
Okay, go with damage. It's normally an 8 to hit with modifiers for range.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously, because I've got the shotgun, it's my range is 80 anyway, so. That's not quite so good. That is 13. 13.
May not be quite so good, but that is enough to finish it off. It sparks a bit, but it stops moving.
Okay. Is the heat center powering down, or is it?
It's slowly cooling. I mean, you're in vacuum. So you don't get convective cooling. It is cooling down, but slowly.
I point out where the type beam was coming from.
Yeah.
Right. So we should probably proceed with caution.
Now that you're not dodging around and trying not to be hit, you can focus a camera on that. It's a communications node on the inner airlock door.
Okay.
And that seems a reasonable place to break.
Yeah. It seems like someone told it till it happens.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe. Again, we just don't know.
It could be automated, if we don't, yeah.
No, it was basically in communication with, through that.
But we don't know what it's in communication with. We may have just landed on the moon of Magrathea, you know. It's not,
occasional pot shot just to relieve the monotony. It feels like it attacked when I approached it.
Well, yeah, but...
It's an anti-hugging device.
Dr. Rose, I didn't want to say anything, but I mean, a lot of people get, at the very least, a little bit angry when you approach.
No, I feel... Everyone at least if they've met you before.
This one hasn't.
I did have that meeting with HR, which suggested maybe everyone doesn't like a hug.
You are HR.
That's made it all the worse. I don't even like them.
Why didn't you turn up for your review? You didn't mean a meeting with, you know, HR, myself.
Thank you,
Roger.
Bye.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye, everybody.